her toughest opponent. How tennis champ Martina Navratilova battled and beat cancer.
This year, more than 1.3 million women worldwide will hear the words, "You have breast cancer." Four words that will change their lives forever. That single moment will become a turning point, the start of a tenacious battle against a killer. The day she heard those four words, Martina Navratilova cried. A woman who defected from Czechoslovakia at the age of 18, bravely blazed the trail for homosexual acceptance. A woman who many considered the best tennis player who ever lived, now braced for the fight of her life. Navratilova dominated the competition in the late 70s, 80s, and early 90s. She won the Wimbledon singles title a record 9 times. With 59 Grand Slam tennis titles, she has more titles than any other man or woman.
Well, I had a mammogram in January, and they said I need to come back for a closer look. In February, I went back, and they magnified it. They said, well, there's a cluster, we'll probably do a biopsy, just to be sure. And so I went to Denver to get the biopsy on a Tuesday, and they said, oh, it looks pretty good, should be nothing. Wednesday, my doctor, Mindy, who is a very good friend of mine, calls me and says, are you sitting down? And I'm like, why? She said, well, it came back positive.
Navratilova was struck with the most common type of non-invasive breast cancer. Intraductal cancer is also known as ductal carcinoma in situ, often referred to as DCIS for short. The word carcinoma means it begins in the skin or tissue, like breast tissue. This cancer starts inside the milk ducts. In Navratilova's case, the news is encouraging because the cancer is isolated and had not spread to the surrounding tissue. But like more than a million women worldwide, the diagnosis came as a shock. She didn't feel sick at all. She was the picture of health and fitness. On March 15th, Navratilova, surrounded by her support team, traveled to the U.S. state of Colorado for the first stage of her treatment, a lumpectomy. A lumpectomy is a surgical procedure to remove the lump along with some of the tissue that surrounds the area. It's a breast-preserving surgery, far less radical than a mastectomy, in which a lot of breast tissue is removed. The surgery typically takes between 15 and 40 minutes, and scarring is minimal. But the lumpectomy is only one step on the journey to become cancer-free. The next stage of Navratilova's treatment, radiation, will begin on May 12th. Radiation therapy, also called radiotherapy, is a highly targeted, effective way to destroy microscopic tumors that may have escaped surgery. In Navratilova's case, she will receive radiation therapy 4 to 5 times a week for 6 weeks.
Just sit down.
One side effect of radiation therapy is exhaustion, caused as the body works to repair damage to healthy cells. Typically, fatigue occurs in the later weeks of treatment.
My worst day by far of the 6 weeks was Friday of the 4th week, which was the day off. I think we played Thursday, and then we played Saturday. And Friday, I went to hit, and I was so tired. I lasted about 15 minutes. I had to stop. I had no energy. And I thought, and it gets worse, usually.
She was in pain. She was very tired, and I felt like she may be passed out or something like this. I was very scared for her.
Yeah, it was nice to win. I played better in the second set. I was really tired in the first set. I wasn't seeing the ball. And then I warmed up, so to speak, and played better, and I played well.
June 16th, the day Martina Navratilova had looked forward to for a while, the day of her last radiation treatment. Like all women who have been diagnosed with cancer, she will see her doctor regularly for follow-ups to ensure there is no recurrence. She'll also have a mammogram every 6 months.
I think a lot of people still thought that I had, you know, there was a much more serious surgery and then chemo and all this, and it was just radiation. So I really feel like I escaped, you know, the big C. It's a very scary word, but I learned a lot, and, you know, I hope I don't have to go through something like that for a long time. But if it happens again, I'll be ready.